You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are still very much in a division fight with the Giants. And along with that comes a lot of sideshows and side stories and mild controversies, which is sort of typical of the Dodgers, so that's nothing new for them. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Switter here with Ken Gurnett. Ken, let's get this out of the way. We'll talk about Yasiel Puig and then move on to other things. It's just been sort of an ongoing, saga, I guess you could say. So he's at AAA, and he's hanging out with his teammates, and they put out some videos on social media that were a little bit questionable as far as just in poor taste, maybe. So it's probably a headache the Giants didn't need to deal with, right? And how are they handling that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why he's in the minor leagues, really.
Right.
You know, his judgment has never been good, and, he's got some amazing tools. But unfortunately, the amazing tools don't overshadow all of the other distractions and antics that come with him. That's who he is. And that's a big reason why he was sent down to the minor leagues, and we probably will never see him in a Dodger uniform again. But he just shows that he can be a distraction, you know, even from 2,000 miles away, because that's what he became this week with that video.
Yeah, I was thinking about his whole situation, just the way his career has gone, and I do feel some pity for him, because he's young and he's not real astute at a lot of things when it comes to judgment. And I just feel like in 10 years, or when he's in his late 30s, he's going to look back and realize all this untapped potential, all these things that could have been had he just been a little bit more mature. And that he wasn't, because I just don't think he's a bad guy. I feel kind of bad that he's being painted as a bad guy. He's just sort of he's just immature. Is that fair to say?
I'm not smart enough to know why he is the way he is, but I might take a little exception to the characterization of young, because he's now 25, almost 26.
And that's true.
I guess compared to me, he's young, but compared to Julio Urias, who's 19, that's young, okay? He's in the big leagues and he's 19. I don't think it's young. I think there's a lot more to it than that. And this is just the way he's wired. It's just his personality. It's the person. This is who he is. And it's been this way since he's been there for 4 years. I'm guessing it was that way before they ever signed him. And I'm guessing he's going to be that way forever. And if you're going to have a Puig on your team, you're going to have to take the bad with the good. And I think the Dodgers now have decided they don't want that anymore. The good doesn't outweigh the bad.
That's a very good point, because I always took exception when people would say, oh, he's young. And I'd say, well, when I was 26, I actually was a pretty responsible person and not running around like an idiot. So you do raise a good point there. Okay, so enough about him. Let's move on to Corey Seager, who, thankfully, I mean, he was hit by a pitch and on his wrist, but the x-rays were negative, so I'm sure everybody was thrilled to see that. Not only is Corey a front runner for Rookie of the Year, but he is so, so important to just one of the most important players on this team. You can't take him out of the equation and think that the Dodgers can continue to really, be that forceful. So I guess that was a big relief, knowing that he's probably going to be on the mend soon.
Well, you can't take Clayton Kershaw out of the equation and expect him to win, but they are. So I guess
that's
you
true.
Never know. But he obviously is very important. He's been a great player this year. And it's better to have negative x-rays than finding a break, but it's also no guarantee that he'll be okay. The wrist is a tricky thing. And with hitters, when they have wrist injuries, sometimes they linger and that's not what the Dodgers want to hope for, but on the other hand, there's no guarantee that he'll be able to jump right back in the lineup with no ill effects. It's just going to take time, and just like the Kershaw injury, there is no way to predict it, and I'm sure not going to try. We'll find out Friday if he if he's in the lineup and take it from there. But, just at the basics, it's better that the x-rays were negative. Of course, the initial x-rays on Andre Ethier's leg were negative. That was in spring training, and we haven't seen him since. So, medicine is it's a science, but it's not a perfected science. So we'll just wait and see who's in the lineup on Friday.
Right, and then with Rich Hill, so the blister watch that he that was the ongoing story with the A's is now blister watch for the Dodgers. So presumably he's coming back, but now that he's getting so far away from his last start, which was on July 17th, he's probably going to need some kind of rehab outing before he's actually able to get back on the mound for the Dodgers. Would that be accurate?
Well, that would be my guess, and it's really both about preparing him for major league service, preparing his arm and everything, but I think it's also, you know, for the certainty of management, they don't want to do what the A's did and warm him up and find out as the game's about to start that he can't go, and now you've got 9 innings for your bullpen to fill and what that effect has on your bullpen down the road. So I can't even imagine that they would do the same thing. I would imagine that they have to have him pitch in a minor league game at least once to make sure that these blisters hold up and that he can actually can perform his job. So, yeah, I would think because of the risk-reward factor, they almost have to have so what you're really talking about now is you're talking about another week or more without him in the major league rotation. So this has really become a disappointing trade, you know, to that extent that it's now lingering, and you know, he's a rental player anyway. So and it's just disappointing. And they knew when they got him that he had an issue, you know. And I guess the Dodger management was just hoping it would be minor, and so far, it's turned out to be more major than they had hoped.
Yeah, those blisters can be pesky. And finally, with Bud Norris, is he? I think he's eligible to come off the DL. Was that back strain just sort of a mild thing? Do you think he'll be able to jump back into the rotation soon?
Well, yeah, that's another one. But he has been throwing bullpen, so I'm going to guess he's more likely to not need a rehab start than Hill. So, yeah, I would think maybe next week they can slide him in at some point. I would guess that he's more likely to show up before Hill.
Okay. And all these injuries, and yet still the Dodgers are right there with the Giants. So always interesting. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ken. Catch up with you next time.
Okay, Allison. Thanks.
Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.